Llewellyn's Pub is the place to be no matter what the occasion might be. Delicious from-scratch food prepared daily, great drink specials, including game-time specials, and an amazing atmosphere. What more could you want? How about brunch? Llewellyn's Soulard, Webster, Wildwood, and St. Charles all offer brunch every weekend from 9:30 to 2. Save yourself the hassle and hop on Llewellyn's trolley to the Blues and Cardinal games from Soulard. And stay tuned to learn how you can win a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinal game later this year. Llewellyn's Pub, Celtic for good times.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's 904 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin, Vaughn with you in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. And it is our pleasure to welcome into our studios Wyatt and Jerry Nelson in from Saskatchewan for tonight's Blues and Sharks Western Conference
Where
Final.
Where is that they're in from?
Saskatchewan?
They already know they're on a really good show.
Wyatt and Jerry, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in, and you got in, and would you have to get up at 3 in the morning to fly into St. Louis? Not today, but yesterday. So what are you flying? How do you get from, we can barely get to Chicago without a stop in Dallas from St. Louis. So how do you guys get from Saskatchewan? Where'd you have to fly to and from?
From Saskatoon to Minneapolis and Minneapolis to St. Louis.
Oh, not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Pretty early, but pretty good.
well worth it. What about that video that the NHL put out, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, guys? A couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago,
Wyatt? Yeah. And they put that whole thing together where you guys are watching the game, and then you get a chance to see, and Jerry, through your son, be told that you're in the room with the Stanley Cup. What was that experience like for the two of you together?
Well, for me, I've grown up playing hockey, and I could see until the age of 25. I know what the Stanley Cup looks like. I've watched guys win it, not live. But the irony in that video is that I'd had chances to go see the Cup, but I always said I would never go without Wyatt. So I turned down opportunities to go see it. And then unbeknownst to us at the Blades game, the Cup was all part of the surprise. And, you see what happens on the video when we go in, and just absolutely amazing. And I remember getting very emotional. I couldn't believe it. The fact that, I was there with the Cup, but more importantly, to be there with Wyatt. That's what made it all so special for me.
Wyatt, we see you walk into the room, and you stop in your tracks when you see the Stanley Cup right there in front of you. Tell us what you were thinking.
Well, at first, I didn't know whether it was real or not. I didn't know what to think. You know, whether this was the real deal or that chocolate in it. I had no idea. And then, I found out it was the real deal, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
What was it like, because you guys got to share that moment, and I know you're huge hockey fans, you go to games together, you're both there in the presence of the Stanley Cup. What was it like to share that moment?
It was pretty cool. It was good to be there with Dad,
And Jerry, the emotion kicked in. I saw when you put your hands on the cup, you got to feel it.
Yeah, it was something that I will never forget. And just the feel of the cup and to know that I was touching the Stanley Cup and imagining all the NHL hockey players over the years, the stars that had touched it, drank from it. God knows what else they've done with it. it was really amazing, and to be able to touch some of the names of the stars, but also some guys from Saskatchewan that I know that I play golf with, guys like that, and to touch their name on the Stanley Cup was pretty special.
Wyatt, in the video, we see you calling the games for your dad, and now you've become a pretty good play-by-play guy, huh?
I'm okay.
Sounded really good. Sounded
you sound
really
pretty good.
How
old are you?
12.
12? Oh, my gosh. And so you're calling play. Is that what you would like to do?
There's been some interest, yeah.
There's some interest. Doug, maybe we should be Wyatt's agent. We can get out of the industry.
At this age, I think he still wants to be a player, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Focus on being a player. How often do you play? You play a bunch?
Yeah. I don't play in the spring. I play all through the winter. No, I play ball in the spring.
All right.
So fast forward. So you get to see the cup. You get to touch the cup. You get to experience the Stanley Cup. And then you get word that the Blues are interested in bringing you guys in through the work of Kelly Chase to experience it firsthand. What was that moment like when you found out that what you're about to do tonight is going to happen?
Well, for me, you know, Kelly Chase is such a class act, and he has been that way from the time he grew up in Porcupine Plain, playing for the Saskatoon Blades, and you know, we kind of had a feeling that the way this video took off on social media, we thought maybe that, you know, the video was not the end of it. And then when Chaser stepped up the way he did, you know, it's just not a surprise at all. And anybody here in St. Louis that knows Kelly Chase, and certainly back in Saskatchewan and Saskatoon, you know, that has Kelly Chase's name all over it. He is just that kind of a super guy. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But when it was Kelly and Mr. Armstrong on the phone, the GM of the Blues, first of all, I was speechless, but there was a little part of me that said, you know, why am I not surprised? This has got Kelly Chase all over it. He is just a class act.
And you're going to get to call some of the action tonight. Do you have a little bit of nervousness anticipating that?
Well, absolutely. I know. I mean, I won't be left in the lurch, but it's a little...
I like that, left in the lurch.
I get left in the lurch on this show all the time.
It's
20 minutes all to yourself, buddy.
It's a little nerve-wracking, I guess. It's, you know, it's a lot high, like, it's a lot better of a game than a Blades game. You know,
it's NHL.
Yeah.
Bigger state.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any bigger.
Yeah, for the Blues, I mean, this is as far as they've been in 15 years. Now watching hockey up in Saskatoon, who were you guys before this video and before Chase and Doug Armstrong reached out to you, who were you guys pulling for in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Do you have a team?
Well, I like the Blues. I was hoping for the Blues or Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah? But during the regular season, who are you usually pulling for what?
Leafs.
All right, that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's Canada. That's understandable. You know, what about you, Jerry?
Wyatt's grandfather brainwashed him a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we up in Canada, we try not to talk about the Leafs very often.
That's a rough go of things.
That's all changing, and especially with their new coach, Mike Babcock. He's
right.
From Saskatoon, and I've met Mike. I tended to cheer more for some of the teams that I know the players on. You know, LA Kings, I golf with Dwight King. You know, I've been a huge Oilers fan, especially when the Oilers were making their run there in 06. And Jared Stoll had a huge golf tournament in Saskatoon.
Oh, yeah.
That I've been a part of. So, you know, I was kind of following some of the players more so than the teams. But, you know, and then, of course, following the Leafs through Wyatt and that sort of thing. It's just hockey's so big. You know, it's hard not to have an interest in a lot of players, a lot of teams. You know, I grew up being a huge Bruins fan because when we got our first color television, yes, believe me, guys, that happened, our first color television, and I thought that the Bruins had the nicest jersey, so I cheered for them.
I respect that. I respect that reasoning. Nothing wrong with that. Jerry and Wyatt Nelson are in studio with us. We tweeted out the video. If you haven't seen it, it is a must watch. And the Blues, Doug Armstrong, Kelly Chase, and the organization have flown them into St. Louis for tonight's Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals between the Blues and the San Jose Sharks. Have you guys ever been to a Stanley Cup playoff game? I would imagine, Jerry, you have, and Wyatt, you haven't. Those are my guesses.
A Stanley Cup game? No, I have not. I've been to some NHL games, and I think, Wyatt, you have too.
Yeah, I went to a Leafs game.
Yeah?
They lost, of course.
Par for the course.
I went to one.
But you haven't been to a playoff game?
We have not.
Yeah, and you're not just going to any playoff game. This is Western Conference Finals.
Well, and before we flew down, I had game one on the television, and I was trying to catch the radio feed. It was cutting in and out, but the crowd... I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I thought, like, we're actually going to be there Tuesday night, so we're pumped.
The passion for hockey is obvious in Canada. In St. Louis, there's been disappointment. This team has captured something in St. Louis. Have you guys gotten a feel for the enthusiasm there is for this year's Blues team? Can you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know, to think that Saskatoon almost had the Blues once upon a time, and I think for us here and now, this trip and tonight, we're glad that the Blues stayed put exactly where they are, and you know, just walking out around the hotel and people are talking. It's not so much about the Cardinals right now. They're talking about them too, but definitely there's Blues fever in the air.
The Blues have made a marketing push to try to get Canada on their side.
Yeah.
They've got the most Canadian-born players. Hitchcock has coached. Armstrong has been the GM of Team Canada. Is that working? Do you sense that the Blues are Canada's team?
I think so. The president of the Blades, Steve Hogel, you know, was talking about this as well, and he knows Mr. Hitchcock pretty good. So we were talking about that. But yeah, there's a lot of people up in Saskatoon, and of course, I mean, Kelly certainly helps that along as well. You know, Kelly's association with the Blues for all these years, and being a Saskatchewan boy, and I mean, if you know of or have heard of Kelly Chase at all, you've almost got an immediate, you know, tie to the Blues.
Yeah.
You know.
And I understand, now Chase was telling me this, so it could have just been absolutely made up, Jerry. But he said that it turns out that when he played up there, he was one of your two favorite players.
Yeah, that's that's right. I mean, if you right away, whether you know hockey, you know the Blades or not, I remember going to the games, and if I'm not mistaken, he wore number 22. I could be mistaken on that, but you know, whether you recognized his number or not, you looked at Kelly Chase and you couldn't stop looking at Kelly Chase. He was just that type of guy, you know, on the ice, his style of play, and definitely he was a fan favorite, a crowd favorite, and I think has continued to be for years on and off the
Absolutely.
Ice.
Absolutely. He's a great broadcaster.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. And he swears back in the day, as a younger player, he was very skilled. I don't know if you got to see that because, you know, as his career developed and he got to the NHL, he had another style of play.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Chase's scoring touch, it was legendary. you know, hands of gold, that sort of. Sorry, Chaser, but, it was something that you had to watch. And you know, the Blades had their scores, of course, and they also had Kelly Chase. We'll just leave it at that.
Wyatt and Jerry Nelson are our guests. They are in studio here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You're listening to CBS Sports 105.7, HG2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com. So, Wyatt, have you gotten a chance to meet any of the Blues, or is that going to happen here in a little bit as you go to the skate? What's the plan today, sir?
Well, we're going to the skate, and then we got the rest of the afternoon to just hang out.
Right.
So hopefully I'll get to meet some guys at the skate.
I would imagine you're going to get to meet some guys.
Sounds like we
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Who are you looking forward to meeting, Wyatt?
Brian Elliott or Pietrangelo.
Yeah. How about the Stanley Cup playoff run Brian Elliott's having so far?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's really good. Look who just walked
into
the
party going on in here.
Look who just walked into the studio, everybody.
Morning, Wyatt. Morning.
Kelly Chase has just walked into the Gateway View at GMC Studios. Chaser, this is awesome, man. Isn't it?
It's been. I hope it's been awesome for them. I haven't spent enough time with them yet. I got to take them from the airport to the hotel, and then hockey tryouts for the Chase boys last night. Yeah. So I hope they had a good time. You didn't get in no trouble last night, did you, Wyatt?
Oh, I was behaved pretty well.
You behaved pretty well? Huh? Sometimes when my buddies come down from Saskatchewan, they like to, you know, carouse around town because this is a late night town. You want to go out with somebody, Mr. McKernan can take you out. He's one of those late night guys, you know. So, you have a good time?
Yeah. I had a great time.
It's been great.
Good, good. Well, we're going to head down to the pregame skate here today, too, and I think it'll be fun. Good Saskatchewan guys.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
And Jerry was just saying, Chaser, that you were one of his favorite players back in the day with the Blades.
Jerry
never told me that. Terry told me that, who's here making sure everything goes smooth, who's helps with our foundation back in Saskatchewan. And I had to laugh. I said, What year did Jerry lose his eyesight? If I was his favorite player, I'm not sure that was the case. And Jerry kind of chuckled a little bit, but I got to tell you, it was fun. And I did have the radio on when you were coming in, and I did wear 22.
Wow,
so
nice memory, Jerry.
I appreciate that. Wow. But I got to tell you what, they got 22 hanging in the rafters in Saskatoon. It's just got the wrong name on the back. It's got Wendell Clark's name on the back and not mine.
That's
and,
a coin flip.
Yeah, you know. But no, Wendell was the best that I ever saw in Saskatoon, and I know, Jerry, you got to see him as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Chaser, how did this all come to fruition? I mean, you talked about on the show, the video a couple weeks ago of seeing Jerry and Wyatt, and obviously that took off on social media. But for you and Doug Armstrong and the Blues to get involved to get these guys here to St. Louis, how did it all come to fruition?
Well, it speaks volumes about the mindset of the group because it started off with I watched the video and then I started contacting a few people that I know, and I don't even think Jerry knows this, but I got a hold of a friend of mine, Danny Lear, and then I got a hold of Terry, and I said, hey, can somebody just kind of help me out, get some phone numbers, and Terry did a great job of it, and what happened was I had decided I was going to make the phone call after. You know, I don't want to jinx us. I'm still that superstitious guy. So I said, I kind of said to my wife, I'm going to make a phone call and see if I can arrange something here if we win the game. So I had Kerbs and Chris Zimmerman were on the bus going to the hotel in Dallas, and I was showing him the video, and he's like, wow. And anyways, so Chris was great. Kerbs got with him later and said, hey, you know, we should talk about, you know, maybe bringing these guys down. Well, the funny thing is the game's over and we're sitting there and we're talking. I said, hey, I reached out in Saskatoon. I'm going to try and get, you know, Jerry and Wyatt down to St. Louis. I go, it's going to be great. You mind if we bring them up in the booth? And Kerbs goes, did you talk to Chris Zimmerman? And I said, no, why? Do I need to run it by him if I'm going to bring them down? And he's like, no. Chris said, make sure we get them down. You got to be kidding me. So everybody was on the same page from the start. Doug Armstrong asked if he could, you know, he said, hey, listen, I'd sure like to, you know, be a part of it. And so the wheels were in motion. I mean, we didn't quite intend to have all of the hoopla around these two being down here. We just want to make sure they saw a St. Louis game. And the whole, everybody in our organization, you guys have worked around people that, you know, we talked about this yesterday in the truck. We as athletes have a great opportunity to do some cool things, and I think sometimes we take it for granted, and you get to meet entertainers and athletes, and not that you take it for granted so much, I just think it's important that, you know, you kind of live by that rule of, you know, it's not what you did in the game so much as how much you do when you're done, and it's good karma to do it, and I think we get to do a lot of special things, so when we can return a favor, it's neat.
The reverence that Jerry has for the Stanley Cup speaks to that power, speaks to that emotion, and anybody who ever may doubt how important that is to so many people around North America and around the world, once you see that video, you're absolutely captivated by it and want to make it possible for him.
Well, I think Jerry will agree with this. I think as a kid in Canada growing up and Wyatt now is experiencing it, is, you know, you go out and play, and that's what you do. You've lived those games in your head because you all want to play, and not everybody gets to. We're fortunate enough to play in the NHL and live our dream, but there's millions of Canadian kids that think about it and don't actually get to, so when you get to share it with somebody. But I think what it does is it speaks volumes for how important that thing is to people. That cup is like traveling with Elvis Presley. It really has this, like, you know, I've done features with it in places. We did a feature at one time with TSN where we, during the lockout, we had it in Canada, and we unloaded it off the plane from Toronto with the guy with the cup, and we took it out of the box, and we just started going around Saskatoon and stopping in little towns. We drove 2.5 hours outside to our hometown in Porcupine and just stopped in places and videoed. Like, we'd put it on a table in a restaurant, and we'd just sit down and start eating. And the place would just fill up in a little town. We stopped at an optometrist place because my glasses had sheared off one side of them. And we went in, and the girl looked at me, and she goes, "Are you?" And she asked for my name to write out this little service thing. And they fixed my glasses. I said, "Kelly Chase." She goes, "Where's the cup?" And I said, "What?" And she goes, "I'm listening on the radio. It was all over Saskatchewan. Where's the cup? You have the cup. I know you have the cup here. Where's it?" And the next thing you know, it was like, it was crazy. They were on their phones, and this place just packed up. So the emotion that thing carries with it and what it means to hockey fans, and I'm not saying in Canada. It means I think there's more history there with it, but what it means to hockey fans, it's unbelievable the weight it carries. I don't know, Jerry, if that's any of the emotion that you felt at all with it.
Oh, absolutely, without question. I mean, you're growing up a kid in Saskatchewan, and, you know, most of us never dream of playing in the NHL. The closest we get to the Stanley Cup is playing road hockey and lifting the silver garbage can over our head because that's our Stanley Cup. But it's so cool, and you grow up and you follow the playoffs every year in the NHL season. But what is so cool is getting to meet some of the players that, you know, may or may not, unfortunately, have ever won a cup. But when you get to meet the players and you know, like Kelly and some of the other guys like Jared Stoll and Dwight King and you know, they put a personal sense or touch on the cup you know, it's generational too. It goes down, you know, what Wyatt's grandfather, his views and thoughts about the cup.
Yeah.
And then me, and then Wyatt, and you know, to all of a sudden have that come, you know, to just, you know, fruition in one moment where we walk into a room and you know, what is never lost to me in all of this is the fact that I get to do all this with Wyatt. And, you know, through my son hanging with him, anything I can do with Wyatt to me is phenomenal. But when you throw, you know, the Stanley Cup in the mix and a trip to St. Louis and somebody like Kelly Chase, who, you know, even though I'm a little bit older than you, Kelly, I think I grew up, you know, watching him in Saskatoon, big, huge fan. And it's like, you know, what hockey does for people, how it brings us all together, the Stanley Cup. And you know, for a couple of small-town guys from Saskatchewan, hey, Wyatt, you know, for this to be happening to us, I have to pinch myself, you know, and remind myself, like, wow, this is really happening.
You talked about the generational, you know, how it's passed down. When we had the cup, we stopped in Melfort, Saskatchewan, and there's a guy there that had won a few cups, Lauren Henning, and he had won, I think he won four with the Islanders. So, you know, you don't pick up the cup over your head unless you won the cup, and we're a part of it. And this gentleman just came over to the table, and he picked up the cup, and Mike Bolt, that was traveling with the Hall of Fame and with the cup, he said, whoa, sir, you can't put that over your head. He goes, you know, you had to have won it, and he had three of the Stanley Cup rings on his hand of Lauren's. He said, well, my son won it, and I've had it over my head a few times. Is it all right if I get one more picture? And I think he was about 72 at the time. And he said, sir, you can take as many pictures of that thing as you want. It was just fantastic. So.
Have you ever touched the cup, Chase?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, since I stopped playing. But I remember.
But when you were playing, it was off limits.
No, I wouldn't. And, matter of fact, you know, I know Jerry's familiar with where we're from. But I'm from Porcupine Plain, but it's a little. I'm from a farm between there and Kelvington, Saskatchewan. And when you drive into Kelvington, so we're all from this little area. And when you drive into Kelvington, there's billboards of the guys, and it says, "Welcome to Canada's Hockey Factory," because there's, you know, Lloyd Grunsdahl, and then there's, you know, Glenn Hall's wife is actually from there, and he was just from the area. But then you got Barry Melrose and Joe Koser and Wendell Clark and Corey Koser and Kerry Clark and myself, and the Odeline boys are from there. So it's like this town of 1,000 people. It says, "Welcome to Canada's Hockey Factory."
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Koser wins 4 times. And we're like, are you kidding? Every time we have that, he bring the cup home, and here we got it. Hey, okay, everybody in for a picture. We're like, no, we're not getting in for a picture. You know, we're all playing still. So it's Glenn Hall and Joe Koser in the picture. Everyone else, no one would get in the picture. Barry Melrose had lost in the finals of LA at the time, so he was like, I'm not jinxed. So none of us would get in the picture. And then Odeline had won with Montreal, so he would come back around. He would get in the picture, but... You know, Federico's from there, and Pat Elenuk and Dennis Polonich. So we're all from this little core area. And the Stanley Cup picture would consist of Glenn Hall and Joe Koser. And then the rest of us was standing off to the side. So, but I want to ask Wyatt this question. I want to know what's going on at school. What are the kids all of a sudden, you getting some love from your friends because of the commercial? Kind of a hot start at school or what?
Yeah. A lot of people have seen it. A lot of people... don't say anything, but you know, my friends have been real good about it, you know, asking what's happening next. You know, I've been getting texts asking if I'm famous, that sort of thing, you know.
Well, that's fantastic. So let me ask you then, so do you share, do you try and make sure you get as many things as you can on pictures and share with your friends, because you become a star, you got to make sure you include everyone, you know?
Yeah, I've shown the friends all the pictures, you know, and sent them the pictures and kept them posted, so they're pretty excited. One guy's trying to find out what station to look for the game on. So, you know, I got the good friends at home are happy for me and, you know, waiting to hear about it when I come back. So
that's awesome. Well, you know, we I know you've got some other interviews and stuff lined up for later on today, but we're going to make sure that I don't know if do you know this, that he's going to come on and broadcast.
That's right.
Period.
We were talking about that. So he's going to be on in the first period, Chaser?
First period, yeah.
Wow.
Curbs is going to step aside. I was hoping he'd do the analyst work for a whole period after he's done the play-by-play, so I didn't have to work. So the more work I can get out of, the better.
Have you been studying up at all, Wyatt?
A little bit. I got my own little homemade roster sheet.
Oh, is that right?
So
awesome.
For the Sharks and the Blues, so I'm trying to study up on those. I know a little bit by memory, but not very much.
Yeah, well, you'll have a great cohort in the booth there with Mr. Kerber, and Chase will be eyeside, and that will be outstanding to listen to. I'm going to make sure, and I would recommend our audience make sure to be listening to the broadcast tonight so you can hear Wyatt on the call. This is an incredibly cool thing. Jerry, Wyatt, thank you so much for coming in, first off. And Chase, you and the organization, a tip of the cap to you guys.
Wyatt's mom, Shannon's here as well. And so we want to make sure that we mention that they've been fantastic about allowing us to. And I said yesterday, don't do anything you don't want to do. I didn't realize all three of you guys were going to be in here. I
wouldn't allow this.
All right.
But it's incredibly cool. We're so happy for you guys, and hopefully you get to see a Blues win this evening. I would gather, Wyatt, you have a new adopted team.
Yeah, I'll be following the Blues now. Absolutely.
So if you had a Wendell Clark jersey, you'd trade it in for something, a Blues one? Or would it stop there?
Wow.
Don't make that call here, buddy. You can make that call when you get home.
You're going to get a chance to meet some of the Blues this morning at the skate. That will be super cool. And, of course, tonight on the broadcast in the first period with Chris Kerber and our good friend Kelly Chase on KMOX/Y98 for the Blues Game 2 Western Conference final this evening. Jerry, Wyatt, Chaser, thank you so much for coming in this morning. This has been a thrill for us, and I hope it's an incredible day you'll never forget the rest of your lives.
Thrill for us, too. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Wyatt. Appreciate it. Chaser, great stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.